That's our ring. Time for Lerman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. After Miss Hartford received a letter from the Matrimonial Bureau containing descriptions and pictures of several prospective husbands, she confided to Lum that one of the pictures appealed to her. She admitted to him that she had written to the owner of the picture through the Bureau. Well, the picture turned out to be one of Lum's, taken when he was quite young. And now, the old fellow is afraid that she will learn who it is she wrote to. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, all you folks are familiar with feeding children. You know, for example, that doctors insist that children be fed on schedule because they know that scheduled meals will help develop healthier bodies. Now, that's something many of us forget when it comes to ourselves. But if you think back, you probably remember some occasion when off-scheduled meals have resulted in uncomfortable acid indigestion. Now, when that happens to you, just call on Alka-Seltzer for real relief in a hurry. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help relieve a sour, acid stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. And that's why you hear it said so often, when you have acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Your druggist has it by the package and by the glass at the soda pump. Don't delay. Get it today. Remember, when you have acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store explaining his dilemma to Grandpappy Spears.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. Let me get this straight. You and Miss Hartford are going to get married, is that right? No, you still don't get the idea, Grandpap. Here's what happened. Me and Abner sent Miss Hartford's name into this matrimonial bureau because we want to marry her off and get shut of her. Yeah, I understand that. So they started sending her some mail. One of them was a letter with a list of prospective husbands for her. Give their descriptions and pictures of them, and it turned out that I was one of them.
You was?
Yeah. I'd wrote to them for myself a long time ago and forgot all about it. So now Miss Hartford has looked over them pictures and fell in love with mine.
Uh-oh.
Of course, it was a picture taken of me a long, long time ago, and she never recognized it was me. I tried to talk her out of it, but weren't no use. Yesterday, she went so far as to write a letter to 895W2.
Wrote a letter to who?
895W2, that's me. That's the number the matrimonial bureau gave me. And that's another reason she don't know it's me.
You mean you're going to get a love letter from Miss Hartford?
Well, that's just about the size of it.
Are you going to have to answer it then?
Well, that's just it. I don't know what to do about it.
Does Miss Emmeline know about this?
No, and don't you ever breathe a word to her about it.
About what?
Of what I've just been telling you.
You know, I recollect one time Orlo Wormley got himself into a mix-up with a matrimonial bureau.
Grandpap, I don't want to hear about Orlo Wormley's troubles. I've got enough of my own to worry about. I've got to study up a way to keep her from ever finding out that I'm 895W2.
One time old Orlo Wormley wrote to this pigeon-toed outfit and told him he wanted a wife 7 foot tall.
Grandpap, I told you I don't want to hear that now. Besides, I've seen Miss Hartford coming in.
7 foot tall, he says. I want a woman 7 pigeon-toed feet high, he says.
I ran his women, Grandpap. I believe you can help me. When Miss Hartford gets in here, I'll get her to show you the picture of 895W2, and you try to talk her out of falling in love with him.
Is Miss Hartford in love with somebody? Never would have guessed it.
For goodness sakes, Grandpap. Ain't you heard nothing I've been telling you? Now, look. Here's the idea. No time to explain everything to you again, but you just do like I say. When she shows you the picture, tell her what a terrible husband you've made. Tell her you're an expert judge of human nature.
Tell who?
Miss Hartford.
Oh. Well, anyway, Orlo Wormley wrote to this outfit and says, I want a 7-foot wife, he says.
Oh, hello, Mr. Spears. How are you today?
Oh, just only tolerating.
Oh, it is cold out. I don't suppose there's any mail for me, Edward.
Well, no. Couldn't hardly expect no answer yet.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah, I want one 7 foot tall, he said.
What? How's that, Mr. Spears?
That's what Orlo Wormley said. Never knowed what trouble he's getting himself into, neither. You know Orlo Wormley, don't you?
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh, he's just a fella that Grandpap used to know. See, he was aiming on getting married, and he come to Grandpap for advice.
Oh.
That weren't it, Long.
Well, he shouldn't have been. See, lots of folks come to Grandpap when they're aiming on getting married because he's such an expert judge of human nature.
Oh.
He can tell by just looking at a picture whether you ought to marry that person or not.
He can?
Oh, my, yes. He's got natural talents for that. Best I ever seen.
Well?
No, Long. What I was going to tell about old Orlo Wormley was Ed.
Yeah, I know, Grandpap. That's fine. Good for you. You know, Miss Hartford, I was just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be a bad idea for you to show Grandpap that picture you got of 895W2.
Oh, well, rather not.
Oh, it's all right. You won't have to tell Grandpap all about it. Just let him look at the picture.
Well, all right. I don't want this spread all over town, you know.
Well, neither do I. Sure, I know. All right, now, Grandpap, you know what to do, don't you?
How's that, Long?
Well,
never mind.
Here it is. What's your judgment on this one, Mr. Spears?
Uh-huh.
Right here.
Look at the picture, Grandpap, and then tell her what tell her if you think she ought to, or ought not to marry this fella.
Oh, is this your beau, Miss Hartford?
My beau? Oh, never mind that.
Yeah, just tell her what kind of a husband he'd make.
Oh, yeah, let's see here. Get my spectacles on. Yeah. Yes, yeah, sir, if you want my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's the idea.
You want my notions on it? Poor-looking feller as this critter is, he ought to make you a crackerjack of a husband.
Grandpa.
Now, let him go on. I think he's right. That's just the way I feel.
Yeah, you take a feller that looks like that, and you know he's going to have to work so pigeon-toed hard to make a living that he won't have time to chase around with other women. Yeah, he'd be a steady.
Yeah, now go on, Mr. Spears.
Grandpap, don't you have to go home or down to the barber shop or someplace?
No, ain't got a thing in the world to do today, Lum. Now, this picture here... Jiminy, wait a minute. That's curious.
What's the matter?
I know this is hard to believe, but you know, this picture looks sort of like Lum here did when he was a young whippersnapper.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yes, sir. Never seen such a likeness. Just look at it, Miss Hartford. You can still see a little resemblance to Lum there.
Oh, no, I can't see that.
Grandpap, I think Aunt Charity wants you to come on home.
Well, say, you know, Mr. Spears, I believe you're right. Well, there is a little resemblance there.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Fact is, we've got a picture over home of Lum taken 30 or 40 years ago, of course, but... By Jiminy, you could put them pictures alongside of one another, and I bound you couldn't hardly tell the difference.
See, you know, the more I look at this picture... See, Edward, you don't have a grandson, do you?
Grandson?
Well, just look at those ears in the picture, Miss Spears, and then just look at Lum's.
Yeah, you don't often run across a set of ears like that. Leastways, not on a human.
And look at that forehead.
Grandpap, could I see you out in the feed room a minute?
That's funny. I didn't notice a resemblance before. Well... I don't care. Looks aren't everything. It's not the reason I'd ever marry this man.
No, well, I don't believe you ought to marry any person, for that matter. And I know that Grandpap, who is such an expert judge of human nature, agrees with me. Ain't that right, Grandpap?
Well, that's not what he said.
Jiminy, I wish I had that picture here. That picture alone over the place. You wouldn't believe that two fellas could look as much alike as them two.
Grandpap, will you forget that?
If it's the truth, Lum, you wouldn't believe it yourself. Say, Miss Hartford, would you like for me to run over home and get it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to put you to all that trouble.
Oh, it ain't no bother at all. It ain't for her.
Well, that's nice of you, but...
Grandpap, she said she didn't want to put you to no trouble, so let it go with that. Don't get the picture.
Well, I wouldn't mind. Honest, I wouldn't. You don't know if you run across a coincidence like that. I'll be right back.
Grandpap, you stay here.
Now, let him go if he wants to.
Well, let him go my coat, Lum.
Well, wait a minute, Grandpap. Don't go yet. That means you sit down and have a nice game of checkers.
There's not going to be any checker playing in here. This is a place of business.
Well, let's just sit down and talk, Grandpap.
I don't want to talk. I want to go get that picture.
Well, sit down and read the almanac, then. You ain't read that for a couple of days. Must be way behind in it.
Oh, I know that thing by heart. I'm just waiting for the 1936 edition to come out. You just let go of me, I'll go over her and get that picture of you.
Yes, for goodness sake, let go of him, Edwards. There's work to be done around here. Go on, we'll see you later, Mr. Spears.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Fine.
Well, Granny, if you're going, I'm going with you. Come on, Grandpa.
Edwards!
Huh?
You come back here.
Well, he wants me to go with him.
He doesn't need your help. You're staying right here and help me inventory some stuff.
Well, it ain't far over there.
Now, you won't hear long. I'll be right back. And when you see them two pictures side by side, it'll knock you right off your feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm for, Bob. That's the first time you've been right all day long.
Grandpappy was certainly no help to Lum. And when he gets back with that picture, well, I'd hate to be in poor old Lum's shoes. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, do you know what chance you have of escaping a cold this winter? Well, the facts show that 3 out of 4 people have colds during the winter months. And that's why it's wise to take precautions. And at the same time, be prepared to do something about it if a cold catches up with you. Now, that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. Yes, thousands of people who use Alka-Seltzer say there's nothing quite like it for fast, effective relief. It can help give relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. That's why the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment is followed by so many. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to directions. B is for be careful. Get plenty of rest, dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of draughts. C is for comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat, which so often accompanies a cold. Now, that's easy, isn't it? So visit your drugstore and get a large package. Then you'll be prepared for the next cold that comes along. Keep Alka-Seltzer on hand all of the time.